Haynes Assembly sets a meeting date to discuss whether to fire the borough manager. And the Chilkoot Indian Association explores possibilities for a new cultural center. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Haynesboro Assembly will hold a special meeting Tuesday afternoon to consider whether to fire Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel. Last week, Assembly members Paul Rogers, Brenda Josephson, Jerry Lapp, and Gabe Thomas voted to suspend the manager with pay and hold a meeting to discuss terminating her employment. The decision was made after Rogers and Josephson criticized Schnabel for resisting direction from elected officials and using borough resources inappropriately. Assembly members Zepherson Cerny and Stephanie Scott opposed the motion to suspend the manager. On Tuesday afternoon, the Assembly will hold an executive session with the borough attorney in private to discuss terminating Schnabel's employment. Before and after the executive session, the public will be able to make comments to the Assembly in person, over the phone, or using the application Zoom. The hiring and firing of borough managers has been a contentious issue in Haynes for some time. In 2016, then-borough manager Bill Seward was fired. When he demanded severance pay and said he considered filing a lawsuit, the borough settled with Seward for $55,000. Schnabel was hired as his replacement, but not without controversy. Many residents and members of the borough's staff felt that the interim manager at that time, Brad Ryan, was a better option. The decision prompted then-assembly member Mike Case to resign. He called the hiring process a setup job. The special assembly meeting to discuss terminating the manager's employment will take place on Tuesday at 3 p.m. in assembly chambers. For details on how to participate, visit HaynesAlaska.gov. Alaska Division of Forestry and the U.S. Forest Service will offer virtual fire prevention workshops in the Upper Lynn Canal this week. KHNS reporter Claire Stremple has more.
Haynes State Forester Greg Palmieri said all Upper Lynn Canal property owners should consider tuning in to one of his fire prevention workshops this week. Wildland fire response is always a challenge, he said, and especially this year, because COVID-19 concerns could slow response.
I think every rural landowner, property owner, homeowner should take into consideration that the kind of response that they need to protect themselves and the valuables that they have on their land are not going to be immediately there. It's a challenge to respond at all different levels. So anything that a homeowner can do individually to limit the impacts of wildland fire on their home is valuable, no matter what year it is or when it's occurring, whether there's a pandemic or not.
The Alaska Division of Forestry and the U.S. Forest Service will offer two virtual workshops about fire prevention this week. On Wednesday, May 20th, there will be a Skagway workshop. The Haynes workshop will follow on Thursday, May 21st. They're aimed at preparing property owners for the fire season. Palmieri said the focus will be on what landowners can do on their property and in the immediate area around any structures to prevent fire damage. He said a big part of the effort is removing potential fuel for any fire.
One of the things probably most people don't really think about is pruning the branches of their trees, particularly conifers, that surround their homes. And so we're limbing the trees from the ground up. So the idea is that if a fire does pass through the area, it's less likely to go from the ground into the canopy of the tree. Once it does that, it creates a more intense fire front.
He said that one step can keep a fire from damaging property or keep the damage minimal enough that a structure can still be saved. There's more tips where that came from. The organizations have years' worth of data they've gathered to put together a list of best practices. Palmieri said there's usually at least one wildland fire each year in the area. Most are human-caused. There were three structure fires in the Haynesboro in 2019. One spread to the surrounding state forest land and burned about 4 acres. For more information, contact Greg Palmieri at 907-766-2120 or greg.palmieri@alaska.gov. The link to join the meetings is at khns.org. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.
The Chilkoot Indian Association, or CIA for short, is exploring possibilities for a new cultural center in Haynes. KHNS spoke with CIA Tribal Administrator Harriet Brulette to learn more. Brulette says CIA has been talking about developing a cultural center off and on for about 15 years, but recently started taking the idea more seriously. Brulette says that one important goal for the project would be to find a safe place to keep regalia and at'u, or sacred objects.
All of those objects that belong to our clans are now being generously hosted at the museum, but I think that the pressure on the museum to make budget cuts has kind of made this a little bit of a important issue now.
Last year, Brulette submitted an application to the Association of Tribal Archives, Libraries, and Museums to be a part of their Culture Builds Community program. It gives tribal communities access to experts in grant writing, planning, architecture, and other fields related to the development of cultural facilities. The application was accepted, and Brulette had planned to travel to Washington, D.C. for training. But since the COVID-19 pandemic began, Brulette says the program has been conducted remotely over video calls.
We will be meeting on Zoom until December. They are giving us a year to really complete our Culture Center master plan. So by this time next year, we will have in hand a master plan for our culture center.
Brulette says that CIA will be collecting feedback from tribal members to develop a plan. One of the most important questions is where to put the cultural center.
And a lot of that has to do with, whether we want this to be more of a private space, or do we want to be something where we can share our culture with tourists who come to visit during the summer. Is it going to be a thing that generates revenue, or, is it something that's just going to be where we gather?
She also says it will be important to make sure that the cultural center fits into the surrounding environment and broader community development goals. Those who wish to learn more about the cultural center and provide feedback for the project can contact Brulette at the CIA office. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.